AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The second of the two escapees from a New York prison has been captured, ending the jailbreak. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the three-week search was over.
Mr. Matt is deceased, and the other escapee, Mr. Sweat, is in custody. He's in stable condition. Let's give a big round of applause to the men and women of law enforcement.
David Sweat was shot in Constable, New York, by a state police sergeant who saw him walking along a road and recognized him 2 days after his escape partner, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by authorities. Police say a small plane has crashed into a house in Massachusetts and the home was fully engulfed in fire. State police say it happened in Plainville, about 30 miles southwest of Boston. The spokesman says it's not clear yet if anyone was at home at the time of the crash or what the status is of the plane's pilot or any passengers. Gas prices are down at the pump. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices nationwide.
Gasoline prices are finally slipping. 2 cents down in the past 2 weeks to $2.85 for regular. This after the average price climbed 42 cents over the prior 9 weeks.
The average national price for mid-grade is $3.05, premium $3.23. The highest recorded price in the continental U.S. was $3.52 a gallon in San Diego. The cheapest was $2.44 a gallon in Jackson, Mississippi. Greece's finance ministry has announced that strict withdrawal limits may not apply to holders of credit or debit cards issued in foreign countries. This comes after tourists were seen joining locals in front of ATMs as Greeks brace for specifics on capital controls. Greece's tourism industry accounts for about a fifth of its economic activity. This is AP Radio News. Major League ERA leader Jack Greinke keeps holding opponents in check.
Greinke continued his dominance, pitching 7 2/3 scoreless innings to help the Los Angeles Dodgers to a 2-0 win over the Miami Marlins. Greinke improved to 6-2 as he lowered his Major League leading ERA to 1.58. He allowed 4 hits and 1 walk while striking out 6. Kenley Jansen picked up his 11th save, and Adrian Gonzalez had 3 hits and drove in a run for the Dodgers, who have won 4 of 5. Howie Kendrick also drove in a run. Miami's Jose Urania took the loss, falling to 1-4 as he allowed 1 run in 5 innings. Christopher Stock, Miami. No, my first name ain't
baby. It's Janet. Janet Jackson will be honored at tonight's BET Awards, getting underway in Los Angeles now. She'll get the Ultimate Icon Music Dance Visual Award. This comes weeks after the singer caused internet frenzies with announcements about her comeback to music. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.